I thought it would be nice to have a look at how things have changed over time. So going through from 1996-97 through to 2007-08, what we've got here is the number of invasive cancers that have been detected. That's the scale here. And the number of non-invasive. And you can see a big increase in the more recent years in the number of invasive cancers. And this is the increase in the number of women screened with the scale on this side. And you can see that basically the slope here is bigger than here. So we're getting better at finding the cancers that were in the women that are being screened. And part of this will be the age.
Can I just ask you, do you have any view on the interval cancers? Has there been a commensurate drop in the proportion of interval cancers in the units, or would you have any data on that?
Certainly I can speak for the West Midlands, where we've got detailed screening history data back right to the beginning of the programme, back to 1989. Certainly, I haven't got the graphs with me. In fact, well, I have for the next session. So if you're coming to the bit about what does QA do, you can actually see this graph. And towards the end, the proportion of screen-detected cancers goes up enormously. And the interval cancers were pretty level, but they're starting to go down now. So, in fact, in the more recent years, I think interval cancers were about 40% of the total batch in a cancer registry. Sort of, you take a cancer registry year, the interval cancers were about 40% of them, and they're down to about 25% now. So yes, we're getting much better at detecting the cancers, and I think that means we're not finding as many intervals. There's an interval cancer study day next Wednesday, isn't there? I'm looking at Olive here. Do you think that sort of information will be available across the country? Yeah. The data are being collected at national level, but they're not as detailed, and I don't think they go back as far as we've got them in the West Midlands. But there is an interval cancer study day for the breast screening programme next Wednesday in London.
Thank you.